All right, 7:36 on this Wednesday, April 8th. Great to have Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. You see him all over billboards.
He's
you see
got a real legend.
You're going to have to jack him up a little bit on that.
I don't know what number he's.
You don't have to jack me up. You can hear me from across
no.
the
room. No,
can't do it. It's four, is it not? Is it?
Say something again, Craig.
That's four.
Something again.
There you go. There you go.
Check, okay. Visa, okay, MasterCard, check.
I was going to make the point. The real legend is sitting.
Yeah, how about that? Here. We have two legends. Craig, you are a legend.
Well, no, not when you look at this sheet of paper.
Well, Roger, I was going to say, if you don't mind, would you bring me up a little Wild Cherry and play that funky music? Because our next guest booked them in 1977. At Mississippi State, Michael Marion. Oh, I bet these guys were so hot in 77.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge.
Yeah, what was the seating capacity at?
We actually did them in the McCarthy Gym, which stayed up. We could hold about 4,000. Now, most of the shows played at Humphrey, Billy Joel, and some of these others played at.
Go ahead. You're good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We played at the Humphrey Coliseum.
Yeah, I got you. But so you had an on-campus facility, and you
well, both of them were on campus.
Gotcha.
But one was smaller than the other. The first time we played Billy Joel, we did him in the smaller venue because he wasn't that big.
How about that? So we're talking with Michael Marion, who's the GM of Simmons Bank Arena. Year what now? It's year 30. What is it now?
Simmons.
Is it 20?
27.
20.
I've been here coming up on 29 years.
29. I knew it was close to 30. Yeah. Michael Marion and Jana DeGeorge, happy birthday to Jana.
Hi, happy birthday, Jana.
Welcome to the club. We won't say what club it is, but you're still a guy. And you've been with Michael the whole time, right?
Yeah, 27 years.
I mean, what's it like to work with somebody for 29 years?
I'm the work wife.
You're the work wife. Roger says that every night when we do trivia. He said it last night, Craig. What'd you say, Rog?
My work spouse.
Work spouse. Yeah.
Because I want to be politically correct.
Right?
Significant other.
Sometimes I say husband when I'm just feeling really amorous.
So I thought, you guys.
And because she's the work wife, I do whatever she says.
Well, there it is, too.
Fact.
You think about it, guys, 30 years, just working with you guys for 30 years, how the lives that. That what you do, have created memories for so many people for 30 years. Somebody who was 12 or 13 came and saw wrestling or something or a concert. They're remembering, hey, remember when Simmons Bank Arena?
Michael's doing interviews right now with kids that weren't even born when we opened.
Yeah, yeah. And so Craig,
to my world.
So, Craig, the sort of the same deal. So we're celebrating 50 years for Michael Marion, and it started – for those who don't know, born and raised, all the details here.
Sure. Born and raised in Tupelo, Mississippi, birthplace of?
Yeah, Elvis, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. And went to Mississippi State, worked in radio while I was in college.
That wonderful.
At the campus radio station. Mm-hmm. And then my junior year, they had this, it was the end of my junior year, and we had the student body election, and the president, the newly elected president, asked me to be the concert chairman. I said, sure, that'd be great. I'd love to do it. What do you do? We had a new Coliseum at the time at State, Humphrey Coliseum.
It was brand new at the time. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And the first successful show that I booked was Billy Joel, and it was
that was 76?
Yeah, we paid him $4,500.
And at that time, he was still relatively unknown.
Yeah, Turnstiles was out.
Wow. But Roger gets for an appearance now.
and he, Piano Man was his only hit. And tickets were free to students and $3 for non-students.
Wow.
And we did him in McCarthy Gym because the Coliseum was too big.
Did you know when you heard him to go, this guy's going to be a star?
Oh, yeah.
What made you bring him in?
Well, he was, I loved that first album.
Yeah,
it was Captain Jack and all those Piano Man. I mean, guy was going to be huge.
Did you have anybody like helping you guide you along the way? Was just you're learning on the fly.
I was learning on the fly. Now, I worked for a man who ran. After my senior year, they hired me full time to be the advisor to the concert committee, and I worked for a man at the student union named Andy Rhodes, who was a really great guy, and I learned a lot from him. And also, the man that ran the Coliseum. Was a fellow named Gaddis Hunt, and I learned a lot from him. But this was kind of the beginnings, the modern touring business in the late 70s. It was developing. So we were kind of on the front end of all that.
Think about that. Yeah, that, I'm sure that was, even though you think, well, music's been around forever, but, you know, Elvis, and it came along in the late 50s, so that kind of music was new to everybody in the 60s.
People were building venues. People were realizing that, venues. Yeah. Like,
well, and colleges were the big venue to play because, you know, there weren't all these NBA buildings back
then. True, that's a good point.
You know, colleges were the place to go, and, of course, our generation – we're the ones that are appreciating that music, you know, and so they play
it out
college.
For the concerts.
Exactly. Well, so college kids were getting all the shows.
The funniest, I look right off the bat, 75, you only booked two people. I don't know, Bob Hope and Tom T. Hall. Did you book them together?
Well, Bob Hope was the opening of the Coliseum.
Gotcha.
The first shows I started booking were actually in 76.
So, so
I didn't know there was a war there.
What was Bob Hope like? Yeah, what was Bob Hope like?
I mean, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was big in 75. He was huge.
Strange, though. He got up and told Aggie jokes, and we're like, you know, you could change that to Ole Miss, and
oh,
it'd go
gosh.
Over a lot better.
No, it would not. Yes, and Roger,
I wonder why I did Aggie.
Tom T. Hall, you know.
Oh, I love Tom T. Hall. What a sad ending to him. But I love Tom T. Hall music. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, in 75, he was as big as Bob Hope in country.
Yeah, and then I was looking at 76 when you brought in Billy Joel. You also had James Taylor, who was at the beginning, probably, the early part of his career. Doobie Brothers, again, they were huge. I was about to say, to get them in was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was.
I gotta know, what was James Taylor like in 76 versus James Taylor in 2022?
The same guy he is now, very unassuming, very nice. When he did his sound check, he sang Dixie, which is, you know, politically incorrect these days.
Right.
But to hear James Taylor sing that was just awesome.
Doobie Brothers, I'm sure that was a sold-out show, I would imagine.
Was.
Yeah, they were. I mean, Roger, think about that in 76. How?
Oh, yeah.
I saw Wet Willie. I was trying to think. I remember Tommy talking about playing Wet Willie. What's the
Oh, gosh. Roger, you remember? They had a big song, I don't remember.
Elvin Bishop.
But it was Wet Willie and Billy Preston together.
What's this? This Wet Willie? Tommy used to play this every, was it the end of his show?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
Yeah. And Billy Preston was the opening act.
The funny thing is, he's still booking some of these people.
How about that?
That's true.
That's a great point.
Wow.
I'm looking at Jerry Jeff Walker and Leon and Mary Russell. Jimmy Buffett in 77, which Jimmy at that time was probably not a big star, obviously, in 77.
No, we
just coming on the scene.
We put him in McCarthy Gym, the smaller venue, and I think tickets were like $4.
Wow. Yeah, how about that? And then Confunction? You remember them, Craig? Confunction.
Indeed. Oh, man.
They were a frat row band before they broke.
A Boss Gags.
Yeah,
he was terrific.
Oh, and that was one of the biggest. That was a big get when we got Boss Gags. We did 6,000 people at the Coliseum.
Roger's doing a fine job of trying to keep up as we throw out 1,000.
Well done, Roger.
Yeah, 78. You had the Ohio players again. 70s. Robert Palmer. Now Robert Palmer, he was just
starting. We paid him $7,500, and I think tickets were about $3 and $4.
What happened did you have a couple concerts that were bust that people came in to you and say, okay, Michael, you can't do any more of these now. You got to hit the home runs, or were all of these successful for you?
No. You know, we had some that did better than others, but you know, they were. We didn't have any just big
stuff. How about John Prine, George Benson? How about George Benson?
Yes.
Yeah, he was obviously smooth singer.
That was a big thing.
Looking in 1979, America. Well, you kept bringing Billy Joel back. I see.
He played the villain three times.
Peter Frampton. How about Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
Could you get Peter Frampton? Is Peter Frampton still alive now? Or
yeah, he's still touring.
Okay.
The desert with a horse with no
exactly right. In America, 1980, Kenny Loggins, who was really around that time, ready to explode on the scene with his movies songs.
Yeah, a couple of years later, when I was an agent in L.A., I was his agent and went to his house for dinner.
So. Okay, listen to this year in 80, Raj.
Wow.
Kenny Loggins, Waylon Jennings, Statlin Brothers with Barbara Mandrell, Willie Nelson, Linda Ronstadt, Air Supply, Kenny Rogers, and Commodores. That's about as good as...
And that's when Lionel Richie was singing with the Commodores.
He was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. Loggins, Waylon Jennings, Statler Brothers, Willie Nelson, Linda Ronstadt, Air Supply, Kenny Rogers, and Commodores. That was 1980. And that we had one more year in 81. I see Hall & Oates, Mickey Gilley, Earth, Wind & Fire, again, when they were really...
Yeah, and Earth, Wind & Fire is coming up here.
That's right. Yeah, think about that. Jeez. That was 1981, so 46 years later.
Yes. Philip Bailey's still singing.
Is Philip Bailey the only one still a part of that?
you know, I'm not sure, but Phillip's the one that counts.
So you do Mississippi State until 82, and then you decide to go to L.A.
Yes.
And you spent 8 years out there. You're booking Whitney Houston and who else?
Tina Turner, Robert Palmer, Steve Winwood.
Wow.
You know, we had some comedians like Rich Little. We had some, you know, we had some middle of the road singers like Lou Rawls.
So you go from growing up in Tupelo, Mike, to moving to L.A. Was that a did you enjoy that or like, man, I'm ready to get back to the South? Which
well,
is what
you, know,
what you
I,
did.
I, you know, going from Starkville to Beverly Hills was a bit, it was a little bit of a jump. But you know, I was 26 at the time, and you know, you didn't. They called me and said, hey, we're looking to expand. You want to be an agent? Sure.
Yeah. And so you spent 6 years out there, had a good time. But
yeah.
But Tupelo came calling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I enjoyed being out there. But the, you know, I lived in a really small apartment in Beverly Hills. And I knew that if I was going to buy a house, I was going to have to live an hour from work and drive the freeway and all that stuff. And so I felt like, you know, I wanted to get back home. And where nobody's going to say, are you from Texas?
Right. and plus Tupelo was building a
– Tupelo was building was about to build a 9,000-seater. So I came back and make that long story short, ran that building.
We'll talk more about that. We've got Craig O'Neill for one more segment brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Our man Justin Moore's just jumped on with us, so we'll have input from him. He's worked with you guys over the years, celebrating 50 years in the business for Michael Marion.
I've worked with him, with Michael and Janet.
Yeah, you've been on stage. You've been on stage at Simmons Bank Arena. That's exactly right.
I'm going to say one of the highlights of my career is seeing Roger and Justin
together.
On stage singing together. That may be number one.
That in the system.
You know what? I need to sign the beautiful piece of memorabilia that you gave me. I need to sign it, you know, from my night with him.
I may have met Paul McCartney, but I got to watch Roger and Justin.
Thanks, Ray. All right, don't go away. It's 7:48.
Here we go. That's what we get a weekly segment.
No, I love this song.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Back love in the high this. Life.
I love it.
7:53.
Big fan.
On the Sunday.
Yeah, and he was just nice as he could be. When I went out to cover a date on him in Dallas. And he had this new artist opening for him that I think they were paying.
Steve Winwood, who we were talking about, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Winwood. The opening act was Bruce Hornsby.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Let's set the table. First of all, let's bring in Justin Moore, who, fresh off, you guys will appreciate this, is 14th number one country music hit.
Congratulations.
Good morning, JM. Are you there?
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, Michael. What's up, guys?
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Got Craig O'Neill here for a few more minutes. Great to have
Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, y'all. I'm just listening. This is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. And so funny.
We're talking
about all these great acts that you've done, and then we get a message like
and,
this.
And a lot of these were I was doing them before Justin was born.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. But Roger, we got all this great history, and then somebody texts and goes, tell Michael and Jenna, we've heard a lot of requests for hooks on the back of the doors of bathroom stalls in the ladies' bathroom for their purses. And that's true, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's on the list.
And if it
wasn't
we'll
me, send out a press release when we do it.
Yeah, because we tested the bathrooms.
Oh,
when
you
I was
in the
radio.
Testers?
That's right.
To make sure
that's
they
right.
worked. We, if they hadn't worked. We would not be doing this interview.
If it weren't for Craig, we wouldn't be here.
Justin, I know Justin has been, you know, of all of us sitting here, other than Michael, there's one person that's been in more arenas than anybody on the planet or in this room is Justin Moore. I mean, Justin, if you had to guess off the top of your head, how many different venues have you played in, you think, in your career? Obviously, it'd be over 100. And of course, some of them multiple times. Obviously, some of them multiple times.
It would have to be in the – I mean, it's probably reaching close to 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. If I had to guess.
Yeah, that's going to be my guess, 1,000.
Yeah.
And every
like
small
that.
And big one. And, of course, you know, you've had a chance.
All of the above. Not arenas, but.
Have you ever, you know, your management probably tries to keep
Justin's
you
played so many that you got to tell him where he is when he's there.
Oh, I've played, Michael, I've played truck stops, strip joints. it's just arenas, amphitheaters. I mean, you name it, we've played it.
That's just last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would imagine, Justin, you're pretty much, I guess, protected by your management for the you know, all the details of those kind of things. But I imagine, I know you guys really enjoy getting to meet the artists over the years, right? And you've got the chance to do that, Michael, for 50 years now.
Yes, it's always a treat. Most of them are
most of them.
Yeah, are nice folks. You know,
is it Michael? Is it always a treat? Or most
times. Mostly it's a treat.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing it 50 years. Is there one that stands out to you?
Well, I'm not going to mention any names.
Name, but
yes. But yeah. There was one. She was rude and snotty, and it's like, why are you even pretending to be nice?
What was the most challenging to you guys have had working together almost 30 years? What's the most challenging request wise equipment?
It's not Wingstock. We know it's not Wingstock. Right. Everything's great with Wingstock.
Biggest production share, brought in 10 trucks or whatever. What was the biggest production?
Well, you know, the biggest, the Rolling Stones, you know.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense. One of the things, we kind of measure the size of a show by the number of trucks.
Yeah, 10 trucks is not that much.
No,
really.
It's not anymore. Yeah. You're right,
I mean,
Justin.
Wow.
But Justin, you'll appreciate this. The Rolling Stones had 26 trucks.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I believe
gosh.
It. Yeah.
Are you? But most would say, so they don't have an elaborate like a Lady Gaga or Cher. What makes 26 trucks? Why do they have to have 26
trucks? Well, they quite often bring their own stage. Quite often we provide the stage, but if they bring their own stage, that's a couple of trucks.
Yeah.
And then they've got all these video boards that are a number of trucks, and so it's just a lot of stuff. You know,
just for comparison's sake, Baz and Raj, like, I have 3 buses and 2 trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
think that's a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like,
that's
pretty good. 26.
You're going to stick around with us at 8:30, so then I want to find out what has changed from Bob Hope and Tom T. Hall's rider to some of the other things that you've had to do here.
Craig, thanks so much, as
Thank
always.
You,
thanks
Craig.
For sharing some of your time.
I've got
no
trucks. And,
thanks, Craig.
I've got no buses, so... I've still got a Genesis.
You got a car from Genesis.
So how about that?
You can still pack that thing up.
Well, thanks for sharing your time with us.
You don't have a monthly bill.
Like me.
That's right.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Thanks,
Craig.
Thanks to Genesis of Conway. More Michael Marion and Janet DeGeorge and all the things happening at Simmons Bank coming up. And then some stuff in his history as well. Don't go away. It's 8:06 on this Wednesday, April 8th. Somehow put
Can't get fooled again.
Now you got George Bush singing The Who.
I had a busy show today. Trey Reed was brought to you by Arch Marine. Craig O'Neill hanging out, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Great to have Michael Marion, Janet DeGeorge from Simmons Bank Arena. We got Joe Nichols coming up, brought to you by D3 Auto Sales. Got to play a little match game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. A couple things real quick, too. Justin, we're going to be starting with Ella McDowell, hopefully tomorrow or Saturday. Tomorrow or Friday. She was the number one, third baseman in the country coming out of high school. Freshman All-American last year. We're going to follow her. Hopefully the Razorbacks all the way to Oklahoma City. We've been doing this now. This will be the 5th year we've had a Razorback softball player. And, you know, this is another good team. So hopefully that will start either tomorrow or Friday. Also, too, we announced it yesterday. In a couple days, we're going to kick off the Morning Mayhem Best Man Cave competition. If you got a man cave out there, whether it's you were going to do 2 themes. One is a Razorback themed, and one is everything else. So if you've got a high-end outdoor, you know, a lot of outdoor prized, like Justin Moore has his
what's that called?
Elk. What would you call that? Yeah, what was the best?
You're talking about the wild game.
You know, or you've got ping pong tables and foosball or bar or a lot of jerseys or a lot of things. I do want to thank Kaufman by Design, Kaufman by Design, and Kaufman by Design West for sponsoring it. They're our presenting sponsor, and Corky's and Down Home Catering. We're gonna actually do the shows, gang, at the two winners. So we'll start asking for submissions here in the next few days. Justin's going to be a judge. We'll ask Melinda Mayo and a few others.
Well, we'll be spending the night at these people's houses.
I don't know. We might,
so that we can do the show the next morning.
Well, we might. Yeah.
Justin, you in?
I may have to, yeah.
All right.
So if I do a submission, I should remove my cowbells from the picture.
That's right. Listen, that's right. It may give you a better chance. Now, 2 things we want to do here before we let you guys go. One, we want to finish a conversation with Michael and his 50 years, and also talk about the rest of the shows coming up this year at Simmons.
Michael, congrats, by the way, man.
Well,
that's
thank
amazing.
You,
and to Michael and Jana, thank you guys for always being so kind and respectful to me. I very much appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming to our building, and we've always had a good time, and we appreciate that, and just proud to have you.
So it's true, Michael, Justin is not the person we're talking about being a butt.
No. Well,
you know, Justin, I asked for you.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, Justin's got a 60-page writer. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, Roger didn't leave that.
He even knows he's lying.
Roger alluded to it earlier. A writer, for those who don't know, is the contractual obligations as far as what the entertainer wants to have. Must have.
Yes.
Honestly, Michael, I probably have the shortest writer in the history of writers.
There's nothing to it.
Is that right?
Nothing to it.
But you have to have one, right? Every star has to have one.
Yeah, you do.
And Justin knows that you go to some places where, unfortunately, you have people that don't know how to do right or how to put on a show, so they've got to spell it out. And sometimes we come across funny things, and you go, well, this happened to them somewhere, and that's why they put it in the writer.
Yeah. Literally,
do you really want this? And they're like, no, we just want to make sure you read it,
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, literally mine is Grizzly Long Cut Wintergreen, Chapstick.
Wow. Okay.
Chips and salsa.
Okay.
And like coffee or something. Yeah. That's about it.
We went out and bought the wintergreen. When did we go out looking for some of his long cut wintergreen? We were somewhere.
We were down in Alabama, maybe?
Because somebody didn't.
And we went to a store.
Adhere to our rider.
You know what? I don't know. When we went down to El Dorado, maybe. Was that what I was saying?
I don't know. Who has the Rolling Stones share? Who's had the longest rider most?
You know, the longest rider I saw was the Eagles. And I felt like they hadn't changed it since the 70s. Because it just kept repeated, and it had a lot of stuff in it. But again.
Quaaludes.
They had changed it since then.
In your 50 years of doing it, especially at Simmons Bank Arena, which has been Alltel Arena and Verizon Arena, which act besides the Rolling Stones created the most buzz for you guys? Like, wow, this place is on fire. Or the whole week is there one? Like, was it wrestling when The Rock was big, or was it Britney Spears or the boy bands?
Can I guess?
Yeah. Hold on.
Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead.
Where does he win?
Elton John.
Ooh, good catch.
You know, that was huge, but I'm thinking about Chris Allen.
Is that right? Okay.
That's funny. I want to say Jimmy Buffett, just because
Those Buffett fans are super
Well,
crazy.
You had tents out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, remember that when y'all were talking this morning about the flood that
came? We were there.
I've got video of me walking in.
Yeah, the water.
Yeah. That's right.
It was crazy.
You know, Justin, you make a good point about Elton, because he was our first big show after COVID.
Yeah.
And there was just a sigh. We did Morgan Wallen and we did Harry Styles, but I kind of, Elton was early in there, and everybody was just, I don't know, there's just a real sense of relief.
From a multiple appearance standpoint, is George Strait the king of Simmons Bank Arena in terms of always selling out in multiple appearances?
Is it him or Kenny?
Kenny Chesney?
It's got to be George.
Yeah, it's got to be George. As far as huge crowds, because you remember George plays in the round.
That's correct.
That's why he always holds the record, because he played in the round.
Most unique, Paul McCartney, probably, as far as just royalty, Eagles. Yeah. And
it's the only time I've ever seen Michael backstage, like, freaking
out.
Him and the promoter were standing back there.
What are we going to say?
You're a Beatle.
We were waiting to have our picture made, and I had to sit back there and go, stop.
Calm down.
You remember that?
Fidgeting.
You remember that Farley skit on SNL where he goes, Do you remember when you were a Beatle?
It was exactly like that, Justin. That was really cool.
Here's another one. If you could go back for any performer who's now no longer with us, who sometimes we get confused and think they're with us and performing at the arena, if you could bring back one act that's no longer gone, that would maybe somebody you didn't book before, or somebody maybe you have and they're gone now, which would be one if you had one?
Well, let's take Elvis out of that group. Elvis is the obvious choice.
Elvis, yeah.
But you know who I'd love to see back is Tom Petty.
Okay.
We had Tom Petty. Yeah. I did Tom Petty in Tupelo.
I never got to see him live.
Oh, Justin,
and I love him.
I do, too. His songwriting and his songs were just amazing.
Justin, didn't you say that was your number one or one of your most important
influences? He's my favorite American rock and roll artist.
I don't blame you. He is, we had him twice. It took me a long time to get him because he was playing amphitheaters, you know. He was playing outdoors for a lot of shows. But finally, he came back inside, and we got him, and that was a big one for me to land. Because again, we'd had him in Tupelo, but I just hadn't been able to get him here.
He died shortly after.
Yeah, after our second, after he came back the second time, he died not too long after that.
I think we got somebody on. Let's go ahead and take that call if we can. There, Christian or Roger, whoever wants to take that. Can you?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna tell you something, if I could, please. Michael Mayer, my friend, 50 years of racking, packing, and stacking entertainment all across this great country. That's a whole lot of hard work, a whole lot of heart, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Now, 30 of those years, probably at Summers Bank Arena. Man, let me tell you, you're taking care of business in a mighty big way, son. I'm proud of you, brother. You kept the lights shining, the music playing, and the people smiling. And that's what it's all about. Now, the only thing I ask you is just one little tiny little thing, son. And that's if you could give me some peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches on dry toast in the concession. Congratulations, Michael. Now, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow!
That's great.
That is fantastic.
Elvis,
wow.
What a great read.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Elvis, good job. How about that?
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah. Now, you saw him perform, but obviously never got a chance to
perform. No, I never saw him. When I started at State, was in 76, as I mentioned, and we were talking about trying to get Elvis, but tickets were all the way at $12.50.
Nuts!
Oh, my gosh, that's so expensive. I don't know if that'll fly here or not.
Is that not something? And Justin, I know you may have missed the very beginning when we talked with Michael. You know, born and raised in Tupelo, so that would have been the obviously the great. Have you seen the new movie?
Oh yeah. No, not the documentary.
Even Justin Moore acknowledged what a great concert that was, a great movie it was.
Are you an Elvis fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll appreciate. I mean, you'll love it, Michael.
Okay.
It's when he's the best shape, all the things, and
the concert part of it, and see some of the things that are
behind
going
the scenes.
You know what's funny? I lived in Tupelo. I didn't actually go to the house till I was like 25.
Right there in your backyard.
It's on the other side of the tracks. You know, I didn't go over there.
Right on.
Right before you moved to Beverly Hills.
Right.
Do you have a picture in your office of an Elvis concert that you said that your mother?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you know, years ago, RCA put out a live recording of the show he played in Tupelo in '56, and I said something. My mother died years ago, but when she was alive, I said, I said something to mother about, they put out this concert. She says, oh yeah, I was there. I went,
oh,
what?
Wow. How about that?
Well, I took your sister.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, Mom, what'd you think about it? Well, they were all screaming.
Oh, wow. Didn't Melinda say she went to see him in Pine Bluff?
I think so. Matter of fact, we're going to see Wicked in the next few days at Robinson, and Elvis was there, and they got a recording of it. Matter of fact, called it Heartbreak Motel or something in the interview. The interviewer goes, all right, Elvis is coming up with Heartbreak Motel.
Right.
Before we go on to current stuff, I want to say, too, I think one of the smartest moves, and I guess it was Buddy Valange, whoever, to hire you. To come here to help, again, we had it at Barton Coliseum, that's all we had. We had this unbelievable facility. And so smart to bring in a guy who was from the South, grew up at Tupelo, but had gone out to, L.A. And so I don't know who hired you, and I don't know when you saw the job opening, you were aggressive, but it was obviously turned out to be a magnificent, great idea to hire you.
Well, thanks, David. I give Buddy a lot of credit on a lot of things, including the fact that we get no money from the taxpayers. We're totally self-supporting. There's no bonds on the building. We're not a burden at all to the taxpayers, and we've been able to continue to improve the building. But to your point about how I got here, I knew from my years as an agent that this market needed a new building. Mm-hmm. Barton was old. Mm-hmm. It was small. And a lot of shows, as an agent, we skipped playing here. So when I heard that their job was open.
You were back in Tupelo at the time.
I was in Tupelo. Yeah, yeah.
Before the building was built.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
When you say an agent, were you a booking agent?
Yes,
before?
Yes.
Okay.
Justin, you probably went around for Triad. You probably went around for Triad artists, but I worked with Rick Shipp. Did you know
I've heard
Rick?
That name before.
I'm William Morris, but
you're right. After I left L.A., Triad merged with WME, and Rick ran that office for a long time.
Gotcha.
And of course, that's where I got to know Lane and Mark Rader, and I could talk a lot of agent names and boards.
Lane is my agent.
Yes.
We love
Lane.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, Lane was the one I called when we got you to open for George. But anyway.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, yes.
I told him, I go, look, I'll play for free. but if somebody else opens for him in this market, I'm going to lose my mind. made that happen.
Well, you know, that was a funny story. When I was, we were trying to figure out who's going to open for George. And we were just kind of talking about it within the office. And one day I was listening to The Buzz, and there was Justin Moore on the radio. I went, Justin Moore, that's the perfect idea. So I said, who? And I knew Lane was your agent, because Lane, he and I were friends. So I called Lane. Right. He said, well, that's not very much money. Let me check. 24 hours later, Lane said, don't lose that slot.
Money didn't matter at that point, did it? You were saying, too, when it came to...
I think it cost me money.
Yeah, it probably did.
I was like, there's no possible way George Strait is playing there, and I'm not opening. I'm going to lose.
That was a great night, Justin. 17,000 people and calling the Hogs.
And it just so happened we bought it.
We were the promoter. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And back to the point where you made your decision to come here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I knew, again, that this market needed a new building. And when I heard they were building it, the company that had the management deal was run by a friend of mine, who I was his agent when I was in L.A. at the Summit in Houston.
Hmm.
So I called Mike. It's funny, I just talked to him yesterday. He's an old friend. And called Mike and said, hey, I hear your management company has the rights to the building in Little Rock. I'd be interested in that. He said, oh, really? So I went down and interviewed with him. And he said, so I had came up here and interviewed with Bob Russell.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And met Buddy. Awesome. And at the Faded Rose, that's where my interview was.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Yes. And so I got hired.
Was there any other candidate that was challenging you that you thought you had? Was
honestly,
your,
I don't know.
Or they knew you were the
same. Mike and I knew each other really well. And he really knew I'd be a good fit for this market, being a good Southern boy. So, I don't know that they interviewed anybody else, but and the key to it was I came in 2 years before it opened to make sure the building would operate.
I remember that you were on payroll for 2 years in advance. Of course, you had the disaster of the grand opening with the Raker beams. Justin, I don't know if you remember. I know Roger does. Is that I remember I was living in the Tough Nut building, and I could look across.
We had a 2 week delay in opening the building.
So you were it was the Lakers and the Rockets, right?
Yeah.
Justin,
and they were the Bullets at the time.
It was the Lakers and the Bullets. You had Derek Fisher was coming. It was going to be the first event.
Yeah.
And people were there. I mean, they were getting ready to play that night. And all of a sudden, breaking news. We're not going to play the game because there's some concern about what are called Raker beams, which nobody knew what Raker beams were.
I don't remember it. When was that?
That was in 99.
And so you canceled the opening night.
Yes,
I don't remember.
Bob Russell had to go out.
The engineer decided that he was concerned about I'm making this story real short. He was concerned about the structure of the building. He had known about it for 2 weeks, but over the weekend before our show, he decided.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But you don't make the announcement, right? What the announcement?
Right. He didn't tell us
the day of, right?
Yeah.
It was the day of the event. So no. So you talk about egg on the face. We've been working on this building for 2 years, and you're going to say now it's up and now. And then there was a fear of it being safe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people, but you came back 2 weeks later and you got the rock.
Michael, you had to want to kill him.
Oh, honey.
There's nothing worse than having people there and doors are about to open.
Oh, my gosh, that were there. And Bob Russell had to come out. He had to be the front
poor
guy.
Bob had to come out.
I think the only other time that happened was COVID. We had a show the night.
Yeah.
The world shut down, and we had to send everybody away.
But then you had the loss of faith in the building itself, and then you came back and you had the Lakers and the the Rockets, which was a key. I was trying to think with the Lakers. It was Derek Fisher. And
I want to say Shaq. Kobe. Yeah, it would have been Shaq.
It would have been Shaq.
So, and then I think you had another big name not long
ago. Well, we had Elton John 2 weeks later.
Okay, gotcha.
And to give credit to our attorney, Tim Grooms, when all this happened, he made sure that the construction manager, the architects, everybody was on the same insurance policy, so they weren't pointing at each other. So they immediately came in, and this is the most reinforced building in the world. If there's a tornado, you come to our building, because it ain't going down.
Because it's been so long, but I don't recall, was there ever anything that needed to be done again to straighten that up, or it was just they came in and said it is good?
No. They came in and actually put in some reinforcing.
They did that.
Yeah,
they had to do that.
If you're ever up on the concourse, I'll show you where they put them. But, yes, they reinforced the building to the point, I'm telling you, it's the strongest building
in the world. So that's when they came out and did that. Okay, because I remember it, but that had to be, listen, and again, as crazy as that may be, but the pressure under dude who's waiting 2 weeks, you know, before he goes, dadgummit, I cannot, you know, as bad as it was for everybody.
Once he told us, you had to.
You had to.
But what a PR nightmare. I remember looking at my window and seeing that I could see the people lined up, and I saw the breaking. I was watching television. I thought, what a disaster this is. But you know what? That's 29 years ago. Yeah. And look, and I know this place has got to have an excellent reputation.
We got a lot more things to talk about besides
that. That's right. And you guys have an excellent reputation. You know, I'm sure everybody, you know, loves you guys and working with you. You've been really nice to other venues. You don't come in and, you know, you want other venues to succeed too. You know, I know whether it be Oaklawn or the by the river. And you guys have actually teamed up. You have a theater to do things.
We did some things over the river. We did Justin Moore. You remember Brad Garrett, Justin?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, love Brad.
Yeah, he loves you, too. He was in the building the other day with Cody Johnson talking about you.
Yeah, I was going to say he's with Cody now, but he was with me for 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
How many concerts have been booked? How many events have been? No, when I say, let's say, when there's a crowd, with a comedian, music, or whatever, have been booked at the arena?
Oh, gosh.
If you had a guess off the top of your head. Johnny, you may need to help.
Well,
with this.
I know. 100 a year.
So 3,000 or 4,000.
Yeah,
100 a year. Yeah, 3,000 or 4,000. Yeah. Well, you guys have been amazing. I tell you what, Roger. Let's take a break. We need to give them the chance to mention the upcoming things. We obviously want to spend some time on your career.
Thank you.
Which is, you're getting some national attention for this. How many people that have been in the business as long as you have that is still doing it?
Well, there's not many. There's not many. I sit here and think about my friend Don Fox, who retired a few years ago. He was in for 56 years.
Jeez.
And then a friend of mine, Danny Eaton, who's done a lot of shows. He did a lot of shows at the amphitheater here back in the 90s. He's been doing it over 50 years, but there's not many of us.
Let's just say the first time I went to L.A. with Michael years and years and years ago, I got out of the car and – somebody walked up and said, well, if it isn't The Godfather.
The Godfather. Wow.
And I was like, who is this guy?
I like it. Well, listen, go ahead, Justin. You can say something.
No, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, in no way is this meant to be boastful, but I've played hundreds of arenas over the years, and these two do as good a job, if not better, than anybody in the country. I mean, that's honest.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's a great building. We've had the chance to have a great relationship with you.
Oh, Justin, it's just because we give you those dipping dots. That's what it is.
Dipping dots. But we go back how many years y'all coming over here?
No, it's because you put your put my picture on the wall.
I was gonna say we got a. How big is that banner in the concourse, Jenna? Like 20 by 30 or something?
It's big.
Justin,
how many years have we had the relationship with the Buzz where y'all been coming on the Buzz now? I mean, it's been. I mean, since
the beginning. I remember when they were 2000s. Over on Main Street North Little Rock going into the
Over at Magic with Tommy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we've enjoyed working with
you,
too.
And there's a lot of misbehaving going on.
And nobody takes care of people better than Jana does. Oh, we sometimes will ask for special help on things.
I love helping. It's fun.
We even had, Christmas karaoke. Remember, we got so big time. We're going to the arena. Good Lord, what were we thinking?
I do.
And we have Basil stories from that.
We do.
But we'll save those for later.
We do.
Yeah, are you allowed, that when an artist comes in for alcohol, do they have to provide their own alcohol, or do you provide that as part of the rider?
Well, not as much rider. As we provide for you.
No, we provide it.
Rider.
It's in the rider.
All right, don't go away. More when we come back. 8:30 here, Morning Mayhem. All right, 8:33. So when I hear that music, I have to make sure it's not one of Roger's covers of COVID songs by George Strait. Couple things here. Want to remind everybody, coming up shortly, we're going to be playing. I don't know what we're playing for, Christian. You can let us know, but we're playing a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway, a veteran-owned local business. We appreciate them. What are we playing for? Do we have tickets to a – oh, Christian's not in there. We may be playing for tickets to y'all's place.
That's right.
I love what somebody put on here. First of all, somebody said that Laker team, Kobe, Derek Fisher, Shaq, Robert Horry, Rick Fox, Mark Madsen. So that was really a loaded –
They probably won the championship that year, if I had to guess.
Yeah, very well could have.
They did two or three times with that team.
You betcha. Jake's,
we had them back like 4 years later, and I felt very vindicated.
Yeah, Derek Fisher won 5 rings. I think, with a combination of Kobe and Shaq. Here's what I love this from Jake. I saw my first boob at Alltel Arena at AC/DC 2001.
Awesome.
So there you go. So you get those kind of memories too. You get those kind of memories.
We make all the memories.
And of course, we were talking about going to Wicked, and we were saying that, apparently it's kids' night. Apparently, you said it won't be the first time that I've gone to a.
Correct.
I went to Disney on Ice with Jessica because I'd never been. I just wanted to see what it was like. I had no kids, and it was magical. It's a great memory. What is happening?
That's usually very suspect. What's that, Mike?
I said we not only make memories, we make memories.
I'm going to make memories.
Boom!
Christian, I've been hearing about Disney on Ice. I wanted to see what it was all about and the kids and the getting dressed up in the.
At least you had a significant other.
Oh, I would not have gone by myself. No, I would not have gone by myself. Yes. Now, what's happening? I know you've got some concerts coming up. Jana, what do we need to know? What do we need to know?
Right now, today, until 2 o'clock, we have the electronic recycling
going on at the
parking lot. Saturday, we have the Harlem Globetrotters.
Very nice.
This is a rescheduled game from January when it snowed. We had to move it.
Gotcha.
And the game time is 2 p.m. this time.
Gotcha.
Brandon Lake, the Christian
super
art,
hot, popular
Christian.
Guy. Yeah, right now.
We're like at 14,000.
14,000 for a Christian.
Yes.
He's got people with him, but it's really Brandon Lake is what everybody's coming to see. Yeah, that's impressive to have that many people.
Yep. And then the 17th, we have ZZ Top and Dwight Yoakam.
Remember, I told you the last time, Roger, we were there. Play music.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
The first concert I saw at Mississippi State when I was a freshman in 1973 was ZZ Top.
Oh, how cool was that? I mean, that was back then.
That was when they
didn't
just started.
Didn't we do them at the river?
I love what you got. Again, you were booking bands that you booked in the 70s still.
It's amazing.
May's one of them. Yeah, right? Now you got Earth, Wind, and Fire, May 10th.
You're talking about 50-plus years.
I know. It is crazy.
I mean, that is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It speaks volumes of these bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it speaks to our generations of music, which I know I'm snobby. It was great.
Yeah.
I'll throw it out there.
So they're May 10th. And then you got Styx, another one that's been around forever, the 16th, right? The next week,
that's the Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got those are two in May, right?
Correct.
In June, I don't know who Forrest Frank is.
He sold out.
What, who is Forrest
in the
Frank?
Round 16,000.
Wow. Now, what does he do?
He's a Christian.
Another Christian
artist.
Music. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord is coming back.
That's cool to hear.
He's got some very popular songs that, like, are playing on Alice 107.
Okay.
I'll have to
check him out. Yeah.
We don't know that station.
No, sorry.
are there any other stations in this town?
I'm joking. Thank you. Still staying in June. So that's Forrest Frank is the second. And then the fifth, we've given away some tickets to this Kansas and 38 special. Two more bands that have been around for 5 decades.
If you notice on my list, Kansas was on the list.
That's right. So that's June 5th. And you got Travis Trent, who we all love, June 12th at the arena. And they got Weird Al, again, another guy's been around for a long time, Weird Al Yankovic. I thought Roger Hita at some point, he would not be able to draw.
How does he sell?
He does well. And Jesse, it's a lower bowl
it's
show.
It's crazy.
It's 6,000, but He's been a resurgent.
He's a national.
Yeah, he's a national guy that's been around It's a comedy angle to the obviously the comedy angle that makes that. Evanescence. Who was founded in Arkansas, right?
Yep. Amy Lee will be back, and that one's selling really well.
July 11th, and then July 12th, Dude Perfect Squad Games Tour.
Squad Games.
So that's the guys who do all the trick shots.
That's like the five college students from, I think they went to A&M.
Christian, are you locked into Dude Perfect?
No? I am not. Okay. I mean, I've seen their content before, but
yeah, they do well, right?
Yeah.
Do they actually try to make shots from the arena? Is that what they do? Do they take a long time?
Yeah, my kids really like them.
So in a live show, you know, when you watch them on tape, they've taken 50 shots to get one. Do they make
over
their
and
they're like
and
they're like the Harlem Globetrotters are pretty good in making their shots. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
In August, Bryan Adams with Pat Benatar. That's a fun concert. Again,
he's been trying to book that one for a while.
That's right. Pat Benatar is the last show I booked when I was at Mississippi State in 81 before I went to LA in 82.
And she's got to be how old? Is she in her
Got to be in her 70s, right?
72. I was going to say late 60s, early 70s.
How about that? Tell me about Benson Boone. Roger's big on Benson Boone.
Boone was on American Idol in 21.
Okay.
And then he got famous on TikTok, and he just won a Grammy not too long ago. He's the guy, he sings these songs and, does backflips.
He wears, a jumpsuit.
He wears,
jumpsuit.
Like, an Elvis jumpsuit.
Is he the one, the guy, the blue one, jumped off the back of the piano?
Yeah, that's him.
Yes.
What's his song? Does he have
Beautiful
a song?
Things.
Beautiful
is
Things.
His most popular.
What kind of numbers will he pull there?
It'll probably sell out.
Is that right?
Yeah, it'll probably get close to 13,000.
Yeah. Was that a Super Bowl commercial with Ben Stiller?
Was he in it with him? Yeah, was it Ben Affleck? Was it?
No, Ben. I'm thinking about Ben Stiller going up on top of things and jumping off.
I think you're right.
It may be spoofing off of Benson Boone.
Yeah.
So that's August 29th. So
Justin, you're gonna jump off your piano at some point?
I think that'd be awesome.
Sure,
it'd be awesome.
whatever works, man.
October 1st, Coy Wetzel. Is that a Christian artist?
Coy Wetzel.
It's Coy Wetzel. It's Coy Wetzel.
Coy Wetzel.
I don't know him. Okay. Do you know him, Justin?
I don't know his music, but I've heard his name.
Gotcha.
He's like country rock.
And then and that's October 1st in November. Hot Wheels. Not one, not two, but three shows. Three shows for Monster Trucks. And that will be, is it more than one time that they'll come to the arena? Is that one time per year that they make?
We do Monster Jam in the spring, and we sold out two shows this year, over 12,000. It was amazing.
You know,
and now this is another show based on Hot Wheels, and it'll do well too.
So the majority of people go to that, or are they taking kids, or are they just going to watch them?
It's a lot of kids.
Roger's done that before.
I've got a couple of great pictures where I bought earmuffs for two of my grandsons, James Mark. And Beckett. Took them. They're crazy about all that stuff. I wear AirPods anyway, so I'm just listening to stuff and doing whatever while I'm watching them. It's loud without those earmuffs, obviously.
It's the loudest thing we do in the building.
They fall asleep. And I've got pictures of them and everything. They were so I've got them in the elevator and all that. And then halftime happens. And when the lights come on, it's done. It's all good. It's all good.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
They didn't know. And of course, I teased them about it. I said, you know, you guys fell asleep. No, we didn't pop up. We saw it all. All right, fine. But anyway, after halftime, we left. They didn't even know. They didn't even know it was another show.
People can find tickets for all these shows by either going on
Ticketmaster.com or you could go to our website and.
And anything else is a scalper.
Yes, anything else.
Has the industry gotten better in your 50 years dealing with that situation with scalpers and people doing things illegal with tickets?
No, David, it's gotten worse.
Is it right?
Yeah, well, with the technology, you know, used to they'd hire homeless people to go stand in line. Now they just, you know, hire a bunch of kids to be hackers and go online and clog up the sales.
And that's something.
And the bad thing is if you show up with a ticket that you bought from a scalper and it's not really a ticket, there's nothing we can do about it. So they're just stuck out there unless they buy another ticket.
Out of curiosity, because obviously we deal with this on a weekly basis, do you guys work hand-in-hand with the secondhand markets, I guess you would say, or whatever?
It's like
Justin, I won't tell you what I call scalpers.
Don't.
No, we have nothing to do with
secondhand market or anything like that.
I know.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't know. I mean, because, I mean, we hate it as artists as well.
Yes. They're the bane of my existence. I could go on and on about them.
I may not have articulated that very well. I was just saying, like, do you work with them? Meaning, like,
I got a voodoo doll that says scalper on it.
Let him finish. I want to hear what he says.
No, it's just trying to negate, like, what's going on out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, these people are awful to deal with. I've sat there and had people outside the box office window crying because some scalper sold them a ticket, and they're looking at us, and we're going, you didn't buy it from us.
That's got to be a terrible. Yeah, it's got to be terrible.
And then they don't answer the phone or emails or anything and get back to these people while they're standing there.
Yeah, and now some of them will give a refund, but you know what? When you're standing at the door, you don't want a refund. You want to come see Justin Moore.
Right. Forgive me. I graduated from Poen. So I probably didn't articulate that as well as I should have initially.
Well, Justin, I graduated from Tupelo, Ohio. Let's not get too carried away.
A couple things before we let you go. Kate was saying, Roger, you're right. That was the Ben Stiller with the Benson Boone.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Other one, it was Kevin Brooks who was writing about Ginger and the hanging of the person in the back. Okay. He this is what Kevin says about you, that Michael, you're a great guy, living legend, just as humble as they come. Somebody says here on our Milton Eaton there text line, well, you need to have that guy on more often. Well, we have you guys
that
on.
That guy.
Yeah, we have you guys on what? Every, how often we do it, Jenna?
Once every couple months.
Yeah, once every couple months. We love having you guys on because we love talking. Even though we're a sports station, we love.
It's just hard to fit in a word edgewise here. You know?
Yeah, we're not the typical sports station. We're I always call
it. Oh, is this a sports station?
Yeah, so we're a barbershop radio. We'll get back to talking sports here in a little bit. But, well, we got Joe Nichols coming up. Joe Nichols is another great performer here from Arkansas that loves sports. And, of course, having Justin, too. And but congratulations, the main thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
If anybody deserves extended time with us, it's you, Michael. And
I certainly appreciate all y'all's support over the years. It's been a real treat.
Love your wife, Meg, too. She's a great pickleball player.
She's
we got best of the best coming up again soon, and she's great. Jenna, you've been terrific to work with. We've had a good time. We've had a good run. And I think we've all been blessed and had some good times. And
and we're going to keep going.
Keep going. No stop. Well, I was going to say, how many do you see? Is there a target somewhere you're trying to get to?
I tell everybody I'm still having a good time. I enjoy coming to work. As my late mother used to say, you know, you do this for free.
True. Well, again, you know, if you missed it earlier, he was ranking his all-time best, and he went Paul McCartney 1, Justin and Roger number 2 on stage.
That was nice.
Which, well, listen, I was talking about somebody being nervous. Roger was a little nervous about that, but he got up there. Once I saw him sort of tip his hat and move it, hands out, reach, he's like, wow, that guy's ready.
Still nervous.
That was a great moment.
It was a blessing, absolutely. But y'all have been so kind to me over the years. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, gang.
No, I had a blast.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Well, keep us posted. Talk soon. Yeah, here's to another at least maybe 5 or 10 more years, Michael. We'll take a break. Come back. We need to contest it. Let's squeeze in Bobby Joe and see if Bobby Joe. We'll end the call with Bobby. End the segment with Bobby Joe. No, he's gone out of here.
He just did.
Maybe that's a safe thing to do. But anyway, we'll come back and probably play for some tickets, Christian. Right? What do we have to give away?
38 Special Kansas.
38 Special Kansas
there
tickets
you go.
To give away.
There
to
you
play,
go.
Play a little mask game when we come back. Jenna, happy birthday again.
Thank you so much.
Michael, congrats on 50 years. It's Hall of Fame career.
All right.
Don't go away. 8:46.
Congrats, Michael.
Thanks a lot.